Very much looking forward to this match unfolding on the Gold Coast, and it'll be a beauty between the All-Stars, and that's the Indigenous All-Stars, and also the Maori All-Stars. It's on February 22nd, and David Kidwell is the coach of the Maori squad. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Laurie.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. First off, before we talk about this match, obviously a big morning in the world of rugby league in regards to a player signing, Israel Folau. I just wanted to get your personal take on the signing of him, and are you happy that he's back in rugby league?
Oh, look, you know, obviously it's a choice that Le Cafalans have made. You know, it's always good to have a guy like, you know, his calibre back in the game, and I'm sure he's learned from his experiences over here with his controversial comments. You know, everyone deserves a second chance, and you know, it's good to see Israel back in the 13-man game, and hopefully, you know, he lets us talking on the field by his actions.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about this game. Sat on the 22nd of Feb at the Seabus Super Stadium. Firstly, I'm going to mention the passion. I was lucky enough to be involved last year with Laurie and the Indigenous squad, the passion that these boys have, and then also the passion that the Maori boys have for this game. This, it's only going to continue to grow and get bigger and better every year now, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, mate. You know, you talk about the passion, the pride, in our both our cultures and both in our heritage. So, you know, talking to the players from last year, they had a fantastic week in engaging with the community, you know, connection with our youth, inspiring our youth to reach their goals if they put their mind to it. Don't let anyone say, no, you can't. You know, these guys are role models and they're really looking forward to the week. And again, the game's just the icing.
Yeah, I think that's the key, Dave, to this week, is the players are aware of their responsibilities, but it's more so than just a game of rugby league. It's out there to work with the kids and show that there can be a better life and there's a pathway forward and to inspire the next generation to come through and create their own sort of own history. And if they want to be someone, they can. Don't let anyone tell them they can't not do something.
Yeah, 100%, mate. And like I said, talking to all the players, they're really up for the week. They're really up for, you know, promoting this game. You know, we want everyone to get behind these two proud cultures. And at the end of the day, you know, we respect each other, we respect our cultures. But once that whistle blows, mate, all bets are off. And, you know, we're looking forward to an expansive style of the game. I sort of alluded to it last night where, you know, last year the Māori All-Stars, they sort of got caught off guard. The Indigenous with the experience of having, you know, played in those years before, played a bit of style, you know, played to their strengths, and that's what we certainly will be doing.
So I know that you watched last year's game and you've watched it closely. From a coaching perspective, and I know you don't want to give too many secrets away when you've got the bloke sitting beside me, but what did you take out of that game last year where you can improve?
Well, just touching on the Indigenous, I thought they run with a bit more intent. They started faster. So, you know, we have to start at that level, you know, to match them. They want to play fast. So we've got to match them at that level. I thought we made a few mistakes, you know, coming out of our end. So, you know, holding on to the ball, you know, executing the plays. I think me and Laurie are both aligned as, you know, playing with your eyes up and seeing what you see, go for it. So using our skill sets, you know, looking at our forward pack, you know, they're using a lot of power there. And then hopefully open up space for the likes of Kalen Ponga, who's dynamic with the football. You know, Dylan Walker, giving him space to use his skill set. So, you know, keeping it nice and simple and giving them a framework where they can express themselves.
And Loz, just on that, how do you think your squad, the Indigenous squad, lines up against Dave's Maori squad?
Yeah, I really like the Indigenous squad. I think we've got some strength in our forwards and we'll need to be strong throughout the middle to stop the Maori power game. But again, our strength is with our ability to play football and play fast. And that's something that we try and encourage because it's our style. That's the Indigenous way, is to play football and to play what you see and be very comfortable and back your skill level. And that's something that we try and work on throughout the week. I'm excited about seeing Latrell Mitchell, how he goes at fullback. Whether he plays the whole 80 minutes there or not, see what type of engine he has. But I'm looking forward to seeing him. And I'm also looking forward to seeing how Kalyn Ponga goes, because I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, Kitty, I think he played 5'8 last year in that game. Mm. And we all know that, you know, he's a better fullback than 5'8 at this point in his career, and he's a lot more dangerous player when he can float from both sides of the field. And I'm sure you'd be looking to do that with him, mate.
Yeah, exactly. You know, as you know, a former half yourself, mate, leading the team around, you know, at that level, you know, at his age. So we just best think that his best way to play his best football is at fullback, and, you know, moving both sides of the field. You know, getting behind that forward pack and showcasing his skills is definitely the way we're going to be using them.
What about the fact that you two gentlemen don't pick the squads? It was voted for on NRL.com, which I think is a fantastic initiative because it gets the fans involved even more. But is there anyone that wasn't picked that you would have loved in the teams or in the squads? And on the other side of that, is there someone there that you're surprised got the votes and you're absolutely rapt that they're there?
Yeah, for me, we had a couple of guys that weren't on the list. Chance, Nicol Klokstad. Unfortunately, he had to pull out with due to a hamstring injury. We would like Joseph Tarpany just to add that extra power to our fullback. He's got a shoulder complaint. So, and then the obvious one for me is Benji. Would love to have Benji in the team, you know, with his experience leading these guys around the field. But again, totally understand that he's getting ready for his NRL season, which, yeah, possibly could be his last.
I said to Kitty yesterday, I don't think I've met or seen a bigger player than Nelson Asofa Solomono. When I look at that team,
he is a big man.
Oh, he's a massive man. I mean, and we know what happened to him at the end of last season. So he's a guy that must be keen and excited to get out here and play in that game, Kitty, as will all the other guys. But someone like him, I mean, I don't think he's reached his potential yet, but how far can he go in the game? You've coached down there in Melbourne. You've known him since he was a young lad. He just hasn't even reached his potential yet, has he?
No, he hasn't, mate. And, you know, obviously what happened to him last year, you know, he's obviously, everyone, you know, makes a mistake, and he's really keen on getting back and playing this football and representing the Māori All-Stars and, you know, really coming to the game. Talking to him, the big fella, this morning, you know, he's excited. He's working really hard with the Melbourne Storm staff down there to get himself ready. I think that's why I retired, mate, to come against players like Nelson Solomona, you know, the big man running out, yeah. So, you know, looking forward for him to showcase his skills as well.
All right, it's going to be a big match on the 22nd of Feb, Seabus Super Stadium. I tell you what, if you haven't got tickets yet, maybe book a trip up to the Goldie, because it'll be an outstanding couple of days leading up to it. I know that Laurie and the Indigenous team have a lot planned away from the match as well, Dave, and I'm sure the Maori squad will be heavily involved with the community aspect side of it as well.
Definitely, mate. You know, we want to engage in the community like we touched on at the start. We want to inspire the youth. We want to make sure people are, you know, striving to be better people. Which hopefully they make, you know, achieve their goals at the end of the end of their time.
And just before we go, Liverpool at the moment in the EPL, they look like they're going to finally get that trophy after a long, long drought. The Parramatta Eels, there's a lot of Eels supporters that listen to this program. 1986 was the last one, mate. There's a bit of a vibe around at the moment. You've got the squad. Last year was good. How was 2020 looking?
Yeah, look, we had a real good foundation pre-season last year, and this year we've trained a lot smarter and harder at the same time. And, you know, we've had a couple of really good additions to our team. Regan Campbell-Gillard, Ryan Madison, great leaders of men, great football knowledge, been really impressed with them. Mitchell Moses as well, you know, he's really matured from last year. I can see the hunger in his eyes. You know, Clint Gustafson, again, working hard. So it's an exciting time for the Eels. We've got to make sure that we stay level and grounded. I'm a Liverpool man myself, so it'll be great to see the Liverpool lift the trophy. I actually met Jurgen Klopp, so great man, great soccer mind and great person.
Yeah, when you got to meet Klopp, what was some of the advice he may have given you, Dave, and what was something that you took out of that conversation with him?
Yeah, so we met him with the Kiwis. We got invited up to the Liverpool grounds, and
awesome.
He had just got the job, like 3 weeks into the job. So, you know, just talking to him, the way he thinks, what I got out of that conversation was he builds relationships with the players first, and he sees the person first before the player, and I was really impressed with that. So that's what I really got. And you can see the passion that he has on the sideline and the relationships he has with his players. So that's what I took out of that conversation and meeting him.
I saw a social media poll, like a survey, about who would you love to have a beer with, and he was voted number one, Jurgen Klopp. Can you confirm? Would you love to have a beer with him?
I'd love to have a beer with Jurgen, definitely, especially after they won the championship. If you guys can fly me over there to have a beer with, it'd be great.
Oh, we might. We never know. You never know. I think Laurie will be sitting right beside you.
I'll be next to you, kitty.
All right. Thank you very much, David, for joining us, mate. We know you've got a busy morning. We will see you up at the Gold Coast. The show will be up there for that week, and we're very much looking forward to it. And it's going to be a beauty. The Maoris taking on the Indigenous in the All-Star match. Thanks, David Kidwell.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.